didn't win the draw and get possession, so Ehlers comes out.
And here is Ehlers, able to work that to Hall, back to Nikisha. And across, Hall with a chance, and an early big stop.
That was out there was Hall, a cross-seam pass. He's just waiting and for that seam to open up, but just took an extra second. That extra second.
Game one, they're winning more here. Blake couldn't reach it as it sat in the blue paint. And Marner lifts it to safety. Tied up here and winning the battle. Howden scores! Out fighting a check. And Brett Howden has his Stanley Cup playoff leading 12th goal.
What happens? You've been in the offensive zone, a chance right at the net, and then you just sort of breathe for a second. Carlson under pressure there. Marner just throws a blind one up high. That's a common play, a battle for the Leafs puck, and how about Howden? 12 goals in the regular season, make that 12 goals in 18 playoff games. He's been money for the Vegas Golden Knights, scored a huge goal in game one, and here again.
And against the run of play, 13:33, time of the goal, Svechnikov across, and
thing about him until he put the uniform on midway through the Anaheim series. He did play quite a bit with Shea Theodore in the game that Braden McNabb was suspended for these playoffs.
Here's Mark Stone putting it in front, knocked away by Chatfield. He's jumping now. Maybe a short-handed chance. And half the stop. Left in front. And that shot blocked by Anderson as Aho couldn't get it through. Unbelievably, they don't get credit for a shot, but a wild power play. Here's Howden. Howden scores. He has done it again.
Boy, has there been a more impactive, big-time, timely scorer than Howden earlier on with all the pressure at one end. Just another example. Crowd's going crazy off of a great kill. Just the power move and the patience to hold on. Once you get the stick away from you like Slavin, watch, he gets right past the toe. All you got to take it is beat Anderson to that post. He's able to reach as far as he can. But knowing that he had
final, and nine of the goals have had a defenseman involved in the scoring. Here's a steal. Howden looking for the hat trick, and he almost had it. Anderson able to get alert on that. Now Anderson's footing again. He lost his footing. Able to recover as it comes back to Coughlin. Off a stick, and William Carlson gets on it. Carlson to the other side.
I almost thought he got hit in the side of the head from that shot from a bad angle.
Here's Barbashev out of the corner, and that hit the outside of the post.
Trying to pull it across, and then from a tough angle. Well, off the shoulder, that was just
red line and in, and now the change that they desperately need is made. Svechnikov loose, dropping, oh, and stopped there by Hart.
Hart for a second was seeing if his mask would come off, but the straps didn't. It hit that throat protector there.
21 rubs him out, maybe a break for Howden, but Chatfield gets back. Howden steals, drops, and Marner off the bar. And that went high in the air.
Under duress, some pressure, just flip it to the neutral zone, a bouncing puck, get in quickly, and how about the hands of Howden there? Strips the puck away, and then a beautiful little back pass, and no better feeling as a player than walking into a one-timer there. And
Marner got his shot block of the game for the Vegas Golden Knights.
And I think often it deters a shot because there's no lane, right?
And maybe a lane here for Marner right on. And add insult to injury, they did not give him a shot block on the one that has sent him to hospital, and we hope he'll be okay. Here's Stankoven to steal. Time to jam. Logan Stankoven! And Carolina's on the board.
That'll be the difference. Off of the faceoff, so important. He gets kicked out, now he's the winger. He beats Anderson to the loose puck, strips him, and then take it to the net with a body in front. You can see the reaction of Hart. Didn't get there quick enough. It goes up and off the skate of Lauzon in front and in the back of the net. Like he has done all playoffs long. Logan Stankoven is...
Anderson, that bounces in front. Frederick Anderson across, and it will get flipped out to center. Dorotheev has gone off for a stick. Sankowski scores! Mark Jannetkowski!
at the line, and that's what Vegas is looking for. A flip puck off the skate and in. Somehow Jankowski gets that. Look at the reaction of Carter Hart. A bouncing puck, so difficult to handle. Oh, it's no problem on offside. Don't think it was a hand pass. No, it wasn't, because Carrier going down, able to knock that back as he's falling, getting tackled, and Jankowski
has bounced around a little bit, but said this has always been the best fit. Stolen! Another chance! And Anderson down! And he covers!
Shove watching. Here, just the puck, instead of getting out, one save. How about Frederik Andersen? Gets his stick down and then follows it with his glove afterwards. Most importantly, here's the referee's view. Somehow gets his stick free. Can't get his body all over there, but able to make the second save. Watch the scramble. It's the second chance there that Barbashev can't get, and they're just making sure that puck never went through. I think the whistle happened after this point. Right there, there's the second chance. He's got it underneath him. Oh, it did slide through under. Wow. Watch at the last second here. Have you heard a whistle? Is it a continuation? Oh, this one. This one might end up. Wow. So Rod Brind'Amour has an opportunity handed to him here, right?
Stall in front of the net. Gostis Bear, a third period goal two nights ago. Gostis Bear shooting his scores. Dave Jordan Stall tip it. It's 3-2 Carolina.
The 37-year-old in his 20th year has three goals now in his last four games, two in the Stanley Cup final, and just gets a piece of that one. Gostisbehere, remember the missed coverage in game one cost the goal. Gostisbehere here, he's got his head up the whole way, and how about that tip probably going wide? Carter Hart thinks he's got it after a solemn.
Stahl's been the best on the faceoffs and prevails again. Around for Martinuk. Dorofeev trying to tie him up. Out of the box comes Blake. Here is Marner trying to sip the three front, and they've scored! Mark Stone! And the game is tied with 81 seconds to go.
Well, if you're looking for someone who's able to score big goals in this game, watch the battle for the loose puck. Three against two. Hurdle to the back, but this is all Marner. Shooting lane taken away, just delayed for a second, and there's a double deflection in front. Don't panic, be patient, get away from the stick, and make sure it gets through. It takes a couple of bounces, but with the goaltender out, it's a 3-3 tie. Wow.
Two assists for Marner, 24 points in the playoffs, and Mark Stone with the equalizer. Stan Coben charging in. He lit the fuse, trying to center it here. Comes along the board. Chatfield tying things up. Taylor Hall backs him up. Hall shot doesn't get to the net. Jackson Blake on it. Here's a pass back. Aho covering the right point. He gets it back along the half boards, and now it's Gostisbehere. Carlson and Eichel. The penalty goes. Overtime winner. Seth Jarvis evens the series at a game apiece. But they rally in the third, and Seth Jarvis in overtime.
Watch the walk up top here. Coming across, Gostisbehere makes it look like he's going to shoot. Even Carlson froze for a second to think the shot was coming through. The quick little adjustment. Watch Hart. He's got two bodies in front. He's late reacting. Quick look to his left for Hart. Can't get over to his right in time. Just an excellent play by Gostisbehere with deception. And how about that shot? Underneath the arm, over the pad for the game winner in overtime for Seth Jarvis.
The 32-goal scorer in the regular season, just his fourth of the playoffs. Rod Brind'Amour is looking for more.